Today's topic is scaling up of shrimp BMP program at the national level. Will it be possible? As Madam said rightly, that fisheries is the state subject. In this country, as per the constitution, fisheries is the state subject. And every state is having their own legislations in the fisheries activities. But in the case of coastal aquaculture, since the coastal zone regulation is coming under the central government, we have unified and national legislation called the CAA Act. So there is every possibility to scaling up to the national level and adapt in the national level. And CAA has its own jurisdiction from high tide line to the 2,000 meters, the coastal zone. And we are, all these farms, shrimp farms and the coastal aquaculture farms are coming under this jurisdiction, are registering their farms under the CAA Act. Previously, you know the history that there was an Aquaculture Authority Act, a lot of confusion in that. Then central government, they restricted their activity to this coastal regulatory zone, and they formed this CAA Act was enacted in the parliament in the year 2005. And it is a quasi-judicial organization. It's a regulatory, national regulatory body. And these regulations are applicable all over the nation. Through this CAA Act, we are also giving best management practices. We have set up best management practices. This is the book in which we have all the best management practices. These BMPs were drafted by the committee, mostly involving the scientists who have put large experience in this field, mostly scientists from the SIBA. They all set together that committee and frame the BMPs. In CAA BMPs, we have two set of guidelines. One is the advisory type of guideline, another one is the regulatory type of guidelines. For example, in our BMPs, we cover site selection, construction and preparation of shrimp farms, water quality and its management, seed production, seed selection and stocking, feed and feed management, health management of shrimps, use of chemicals and drugs. We have this one, we have the regulatory power we have, and use of chemicals and drugs. And similarly, harvest and post-harvest and wastewater management also, we have guidelines. We have the regulatory power in this. And farm hygiene and management, environment impact assessment, guidelines for environment monitoring and management plans. Apart from this, we also have the guidelines for the cluster management and record maintenance and networking. And we also have, for the national interest, we have some guidelines for integrated coastal zone management and also guidelines for protecting the livelihood of various coastal communities. So we function through two types. So advisory guidelines, we disseminate to the farmers through awareness programs, sensitization programs of the district level officers. And regulatory guidelines, we monitor. We have the monitoring program. Through monitoring program, we are assuring the regulatory guidelines. And as far as the BMPs chalked out for this cluster should also conform to the national BMPs. We are happy that NACSA is insisting the CAA registration, that is the base for a farmer to enter into a NACSA. Really, I can thank that it is really that is the facilitating us in getting the registration process. And mainly for the monodon, we are the important regulatory function, we are regulating mainly through the stocking densities, because stocking density is directly proportional to the waste output. As far as the monodon is concerned, we are giving the maximum stocking density of 10 pieces per number. And so this 10 pieces per number of the BMP, it was fixed based on the past experience of the scientists and that is taking into consideration of the self-purification capacity of this Indian waters, they fixed the 10 pieces per number. And so in our certificate itself, we give the stock intensity clearly. What is the stock? If anybody goes beyond that, it is illegal. They are punishable. And similarly, we have the BMPs for below 2 hectare and above 2 hectare and above 5 hectare. There is one set. Above 5 hectare, the ETS is very, very important. Effluent treatment system is effluent treatment important. We have set of guidelines for the, we have set of parameters to be complied with in the effluent treatment system. We are checking through these monitoring program, our monitoring programs. And now recently, we are introducing Vanami also. In Vanami, we have insisted very strict guidelines. And as far as the Vanami is concerned, CA is directly going to the field and implementing that. And in this Vanami program, biosecurity is a regulatory. Without biosecurity, and we check and go, we go to the fields, check all the biosecurity conditions, effluent treatment and reservoir, everything we check, and then only we clear the, we give registration. Before registration itself, it will be, all these things will be cleared by the, directly by the CAA. And as far as I would like to tell a few things, since I am directly in the field in the Vanami, in East Godavari and West Godavari, I have seen that many of the societies, they have come for these Vanami programs. So I like to tell that if there's some profit or some market is not directly linked to these BMP programs, I can tell you that there may be more shift towards Vanami, there may be more shift towards other programs. Since I am given this opportunity, I have seen the many of the presentations. And through this NAXA study, a lot of outcomes have come. You have developed a lot of BMPs. And this CAA is frequently, not frequently, I mean, periodically they revisit their guidelines. And already we have our own setup committee to re-examine these guidelines and carefully considering. And we are going to again revise our guidelines. At that time, definitely this BMPs, what you have done, can be taken care of. Thank you.